the people of American Samoa are starting to clean up as they cope with their vivid memories. Mormon church official Stu Wiangalele was teaching a children's class when the earthquake struck.
It was one of the mornings I never forget.
Wiangalele and his students fled to higher ground as the tsunami overturned cars and buses and sent a yacht skimming over a football field. A yacht lies wedged in front of his church. He says he watched people die and rescued a Korean immigrant, but later discovered that bodies had washed up behind his church.
As soon as we got up there, that's when the tsunami came, and I was out there watching the whole thing passing by my eyes.
In some hard-hit coastal regions, whole families were killed by the crushing tsunami. Juliet Foster knew one family, a shopkeeper, his wife and children. All of them, she thinks, were killed in the tsunami. She says every family has a story.
I lost my aunt down on the other end of the island in Asili. Lost my aunt. They found her the same day, but we're still looking for my 12-year-old niece. We haven't found her yet. And I'm hoping we will soon.
Sales clerk Tamuli Farami escaped with her 8 children and says the losses in these islands touch everyone.
Some are relatives, some are friends and neighbors. Some people they find on the road and also on the stream. Some on the stores, on the side of the stores. So it was suddenly, I feel sorry for those people.
Rescue and recovery workers have come from around the world, and in American Samoa, people like Ben Raju of the U.S. Small Business Administration are preparing to make low-interest loans to homeowners, renters, and business people.
When the long-term recovery aspect of it is reached, that's when the individuals will be focusing on long-term recovery, such as rebuilding and reestablishing themselves to the way that they were prior to the disaster.
Juliet Foster assesses the damage to her truck and home as she tries to comfort her children.
They're always asking me every night, Mommy, are we going to die? Is it going to come again? Is this the end of the world?
Commerce and everyday life are slowly getting back to normal on these peaceful Pacific islands, but people say the wounds will take time to heal. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Pongo Pongo, American Samoa.